Chapter 2, A Godly Heritage. Roland's Family. Most of his adult life, Roland's father, Roland Lyman Cornelius Sr., worked with the United States Weather Bureau at the Atlanta airport, forecasting the flood stages of rivers. He sometimes walked most of the 20 miles to the airport to work. His father, grandfather, and others in his family were preachers, but he did not follow them in that profession. He was a quiet, reserved Christian and left most of the spiritual training of the children up to his more outgoing wife, though he stood by her in his task. He enjoyed watching baseball games and often took Roland and his sister Anne to games of the Atlanta Crackers. The Crackers were Atlanta's home team until the Atlanta Braves moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta in 1966. The ball field, Ponce de Leon Park, was only a half block away from the Cornelius' apartment. As an adult, Roland enjoyed watching both baseball and football games on TV when we were on furlough from our mission fields. In fact, he got so excited, he would jump up from his chair and shout. When our children and I chuckled at him, he did not believe he did that until we hid a tape recorder behind his chair and recorded his outbursts. Roland's mother grew up in a poor home with an alcoholic father. Her family did not attend church, but a Christian neighbor lady took the children to Sunday school and told them Bible stories in her home. As a result, Mother received Christ as her Savior at an early age. She graduated from Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and was a member of the Phi Beta Kappa Society, an academic honor society with missions to celebrate and advocate excellence in the liberal arts and sciences, according to Wikipedia. She had a strong desire to be a missionary, but her health did not allow her to be a foreign missionary. She prayed the Lord would send one of her children to the mission field instead. Mother began teaching in a public school as soon as her children were old enough to go to school. Since she had a sympathetic principal, she used her years in the public school to teach Bible stories and witness to her students. Some of the students became Christians through her influence and godly life. She taught until the school system required her to retire at age 65, but Mother did not want to quit teaching, so she applied to teach in a Christian school at Colonial Hills Baptist Church outside Atlanta. The school administrator thought she was too old and did not want to hire her until he noticed her Phi Beta Kappa key dangling from her watch band. He suddenly changed his mind and hired her on the spot. She taught fifth grade at Colonial Hills for 12 more years and still was not ready to quit, but the school officials decided at age 79 it was time for her to rest. The school had a banquet in her honor, and many parents praised her for the influence she had on their children. The school staff prepared a big scrapbook of remembrances for Mother Cornelius. It included pictures of all the students she had taught and handmade thank you cards from her students. They told her she was their favorite teacher, and they loved her and would miss her very much. Roland's sister Anne was born 2 months prematurely and was hindered in her early physical development. She did not talk until she started school at age 6. As they grew up together, Roland teased her unmercifully. He still was a terrible tease even after we were married. Anne proved her brain was not affected by her premature birth. She earned a master's degree with all A's of 4.0 GPA and graduated with honors from Bob Jones University Graduate School. After graduation from BJU, Anne taught for a while in Atlanta Public Schools, but she was not satisfied. She wanted to serve the Lord more directly. When she heard that Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago needed more workers, she showed up at their door offering her services. For 49 years, until the Lord took her home at age 75, she worked in the office and played the piano for the noonday services for the transients who came for food and shelter.